The train crash aftermath. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Federal environmental authorities ordering a pause on Norfolk Southern's shipments of contaminated waste from that train derailment site. On February 3rd, 38 train cars, some carrying hazardous materials, crashing in East Palestine, Ohio, releasing toxic chemicals into the air and water. EPA Region 5 Administrator Deborah Shore providing details on how the cleanup will proceed.
Moving forward, waste disposal plans, including disposal location and transportation routes for contaminated waste, will be subject to federal EPA review and approval.
Shore is saying the cleanup will resume soon and that the air quality is normal, despite residents' health and safety concerns. A record-breaking winter storm continues to pound California. Fox Weather's Craig Herrera has more.
Southern California dealing with so much snow. This is the first time we've had a blizzard warning for the San Bernardino County mountains ever. Blizzard warnings for LA County, Ventura County, and through the Sierra. We've already seen 40 to 50 inches of fresh snow in some parts of the Sierra and the mountains.
The storm also wreaking havoc on parts of Michigan, leaving nearly 500,000 people without power at one point. A plane crash 40 miles outside of Reno late Friday night leaves several people dead.
5 people killed when a care flight, a medical flight, crashed in Stagecoach, Nevada, about 45 miles southeast of Reno. Now, the victims included a pilot, flight nurse, paramedic, a patient, and that patient's family member. The Regional Emergency Medical Services Authority says that plane crashed, a Guardian flight, and the company headquartered here in Utah. Still working on getting more details about the victims. The incident remains under investigation.
That's Fox 13 Utah's Amy Ney. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New details emerging during Alex Murdaugh's testimony in his double murder trial. Fox's Charles Watson reports.
The prosecution took its time with Alex Murdaugh, who took the stand for the better part of 2 days. He delivered some explosive testimony, beginning with the fact that he had lied to police and his family about not being at the dog kennels the night his wife Maggie and son Paul were killed there on the family property. This revelation came after multiple witnesses identified Alex's voice on a video his son Paul took moments before the murders. In his own defense, Alex testified that his distrust of law enforcement and paranoia from heavy opioid use led him to lie for nearly 2 years.
With the influx of migrants at the U.S. southern border, House Republicans held a field hearing on the situation. Here's Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Harriet Hageman on Fox News Live.
I can report to you that there is a very serious crisis on the border, and the current administration is, I wouldn't say ignoring it, I think that it's intentional.
The White House is calling for Republicans to work with President Biden on immigration reform. The price of a new item at one wholesale club drawing disbelief from customers.
Costco is known for its low-cost food court items like $1.50 hot dog and soda, but a customer at the Linwood, Washington location posting to Reddit a new roast beef sandwich with a hefty price tag, $9.99. Users commenting how it's the same price as a whole pizza there or two of Costco's famous rotisserie chickens. One person writing, it looks good, but not trade it for an entire pizza good. Another saying, $10. Do I at least get to pet the cow? The roast beef on a ciabatta roll with relish and a mayo mustard blend also spotted at the Kirkland, Washington location, both warehouses near the company's headquarters.
That's Fox's Samantha Liebman. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.